This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 22 Pentecost Tuesday, variable C. To be used only if there is a 23 Pentecost Sunday, otherwise skip to 27 Pentecost. First posted October 26, 2010. Deuteronomy 10:12-22 WHAT. The Lord requires, the Lord's requirements are not too many or too difficult for us to do. He wants us to fear Him, have the proper awe and respect for His power and authority, to live according to His Word, in the Bible and in the example of Jesus Christ, the living Word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified John 1:1-5:14, to love Him, to serve Him with all our hearts and souls, and to keep His commandments, which He has given us for our own good. The Lord our God is the Creator and Owner of the entire universe, the earth and heaven, and everything in them, what is seen and what is invisible. Yet God chose the Israelites and their descendants to be His special people, and through them He chose us, in Jesus Christ. So our circumcision, the sign of the covenant of forgiveness and peace between God and mankind, should not be merely external. It should be internalized, upon our hearts and souls, so that we are no longer stubborn, insisting on our own will rather than God's will. The Lord our God is the God above all gods, idols, the Lord, Master, Ruler, Governor, Prince, Proprietor, Owner, above all earthly lords. He is the great, mighty, awesome, and fearsome God. He is not partial to anyone, and cannot be bribed. God loves the disadvantaged, widows, orphans, and sojourners, temporary resident foreigners, the people who society discriminates against. Israel sojourned in Egypt and became slaves, Isaiah 52:4, and we also are all sojourners and slaves to sin and death in Egypt of this present world order. We are to fear the Lord God, we are to fear, serve, and cleave, hold fast, cling to Him, and we shall be bound by our oaths in His name, Numbers 30:2. He is our God. He alone is worthy of our praise. The Israelites had witnessed God's great and awesome acts in delivering them from Egypt, Exodus 7:8-11:10, 14:5-31, born again John 3:3, 5-8. Believers have also experienced great and awesome acts of God for their deliverance, as recorded in the New Testament letters, epistles, and Book of Acts, and testified to by born again Christians today. SEE personal testimonies. Sidebar top right, home. The Israelites consisted of 70 people at the time they began to sojourn in Egypt, and at the time of the Exodus, had become a vast multitude, as innumerable as the stars of the heavens. Commentary, Jesus simplified God's requirements to love God with all our hearts, souls, minds, and bodies, and love our neighbors as we love ourselves, Matthew 22:37-40. If we truly love the Lord, we will want to keep God's commandments, and serve and glorify Him. If we realize and appreciate what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, to forgive all our sins, to restore us to fellowship with God our Father which was broken by sin, and to save us from eternal condemnation, we will truly love the Lord. We're born completely selfish and self-centered. We must learn to recognize and yield to the needs and rights of others. When we have received forgiveness and salvation from the Lord, we will want to share that forgiveness and salvation with others. We will love our neighbors just as much as we love our own selves. We will love the spiritually lost and dying just the way Jesus loved us. We will have love and concern for the disadvantaged, just as the Lord does. If we don't fear God, we don't have any real concept of who God is, we don't know enough of the right information. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Psalm 111:10. The second of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:7, requires us not to take the name of the Lord our God in vain, in a curse, or superstitiously, or to use it to take an oath falsely, or to lie or deceive. God has given us His commandments for our own good. Unless we love God, we will not keep His commandments, compare John 14:15-17. The Sabbath rest, Exodus 20:8-11, is given to us, so that we won't continually wear ourselves out, being tempted by and pursuing idolatry of material possessions. We should honor and serve our fathers and mothers, Exodus 20:12, as we honor and serve God. Some individuals who have had abusive or absent fathers or mothers have difficulty relating to our Heavenly Father. It may help to realize that our earthly parents are sinners and imperfect, as are we all, while God is our perfect, ideal, eternal, Heavenly Parent. The commandments against lying, killing, committing adultery, stealing, testifying falsely against our neighbor, coveting our neighbor's possessions or anyone in his household, Exodus 20:14-17, are intended to protect ourselves and our neighbors. God has given us life and every good thing that we possess. He's given us great, precious promises in His Word, the Bible and the Living Word, John 1:1-5, 14, Jesus Christ, forgiveness, salvation from eternal condemnation and eternal life. The Lord made the Israelites His chosen people so that through them, the Lord could extend His forgiveness of sin and salvation from eternal destruction to all people of the world. The eternal Savior, Jesus Christ, designed into the world from the very beginning of creation, John 1:1-5, 14, came through the Jews, but most of the Jews rejected and crucified Him. Their attempt to destroy Him actually fulfilled God's plan, 1 Corinthians 2:7-8. Through Jesus, God makes all people who are willing to accept Jesus by faith, obedient trust, His special, chosen, people. Our sign of the new covenant of forgiveness of sin and peace with God, which was broken by sin, is our obedient trust in Jesus' teachings. We must learn to live every day in obedience to God's Word, in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the Living Word, John 1:1-5, 14. Those who call Jesus their Lord and yet don't start doing what He says are deceiving themselves, Matthew 7:21-27, Luke 6:46. The way to seal the covenant with Jesus is by learning to know and apply His teachings on a daily basis, and the only way I know to do that is through reading the Bible and by daily devotions, quiet time to pray for guidance, read a portion of the Gospels, meditate, and when we feel the Lord's guidance, to pray it back, to be sure we've understood. Then we should begin to apply that guidance, one day at a time, and review at the end of the day to see how well we've done. There is a day of judgment coming for all who have ever lived on earth. Jesus has promised to return to judge the earth, Matthew 25:31-46, John 5:28-29. Jesus is the standard of judgment and the righteous judge by which all will be judged. When we die physically, or if living physically when Christ returns, it will be too late to change our eternal destinies. I am reminded that it is not only our physical death which will fix our eternal destinies. We can suffer an illness or a mental injury at any moment which may prevent us from being able to accept Jesus in faith and receive forgiveness and salvation. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:14-14?